We're using less water as a nation, but Michigan still made the top 10. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Water use in the U.S. has dropped to its lowest level in 45 years. Cheryl Dieter is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. The federal agency tracks how much water we use over time. Hello.
Hi.
Your latest report is out, and it includes data through the year 2015. In that year, we used 322 billion gallons of water a day in the U.S., and that's a lot. But you've seen a downward trend in water use. Why is that happening?
We've seen about a 9% decrease in withdrawals from 2010 to 2015. And a lot of that decrease in water use is related to a decrease in withdrawals for thermoelectric power generation and also use in California. A lot of power plants used once-through cooling systems, and those are being converted to more efficient recirculating cooling system types, or the once-through cooling plants are being closed and other types of plants that are more efficient are being opened.
I read that you also saw a decrease in water use for households, both people on public water supplies and people who are in wells. What explains that?
So a lot of the decreases in public supply that we saw are related to decreases in withdrawals in California. And a lot of that was due to the drought that they were going through in 2015. And so that's a large part of it. Other parts can be attributed to state, federal, or local policies that have allowed for water and energy efficiency improvements. And, you know, these can also extend to irrigation and landscaping type efficiencies also.
You found that just 12 states accounted for more than 50% of the total water withdrawals in the U.S., and Michigan is one of them. Where does Michigan rank in that list, and what are we using that water for?
Michigan ranks 10th in that list of 12 states. Total withdrawals for Michigan are about 10 billion gallons per day, and most of that is fresh surface water. And most of that water, or about 77%, is used for thermoelectric power generation. Another 10% is used for public supply. And then there's other categories such as industrial, irrigation, domestic, mining, aquaculture, and livestock that make up the remaining part of the withdrawals.
With the power plants, how much of that water is returned to the source?
So in Michigan, most of the thermoelectric power generation is at once through thermoelectric power plants. So with those facilities, most of the water is withdrawn from the surface water source. It's used once, and then it's discharged back into the surface water. So once through plants generally have a pretty low consumptive use.
How does the water that we use in our daily lives, at home for bathing and drinking and things like that, compare to other sectors like energy production and irrigation?
Well, for the nation, we estimate that withdrawals for thermoelectric is the largest use. It's the category with the largest withdrawals. And thermoelectric is about 41% of the total withdrawals in the United States. Irrigation is second, and that's about 37%. And then public supply is the next largest category at about 12%. And way down on the lower end at 1% is domestic use.
Cheryl Dieter is a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.